What Alice Forgot. Written by Leanne Moriarty and read by Caroline Lee.
How many weeks are you, Alice? Asked George.
Alice went to answer, and to her surprise found a blank space in her head.
13, she said after a second. I mean, 14. 14 weeks.
They'd had the 12-week ultrasound at least 2 weeks ago. The Sultana had done a peculiar little jump, like a disco dance move, as if someone had poked him in the back. And afterwards, Nick and Alice had kept trying to replicate the movement for people. Everyone had been polite and said it was remarkable. She put a hand to her stomach again, and for the first time she noticed what she was wearing. Runners and white socks. Black shorts and a yellow singlet top with a shiny gold foil sticker stuck to her top. It seemed to be a picture of a dinosaur with a balloon coming out of its mouth saying, "Rock on."
Rock on?
Where did these clothes come from? She asked Jane accusingly. These aren't my clothes.
Jane raised a meaningful eyebrow at George.
There's a dinosaur stuck to my shirt, said Alice, awestruck.
What day of the week is it today, Alice? Asked George.
Friday, answered Alice. She was cheating because Jane had told her they were doing a Friday step class. Whatever that was.
Remember what you had for breakfast?
George gently examined the side of her head while he talked. The other paramedic strapped a blood pressure monitor to her upper arm and pumped it up.
Peanut butter on toast?
That was what she generally had for breakfast. It seemed a safe bet.
He doesn't actually know what you had for breakfast, said Jane. He's trying to see if you remember what you had for breakfast.
The blood pressure monitor squeezed hard around Alice's arm. George sat back on his haunches and said, "Humour me, Alice, and tell me the name of our illustrious Prime Minister."
"John Howard," answered Alice obediently. She hoped there wouldn't be any more questions about politics. It wasn't her forte. She could never get appalled enough.
Jane made a strange explosive sound of derision and mirth.
But he's still the Prime Minister, isn't he?
Alice was mortified. People were going to tease her about this for years to come.
"Oh, Alice, you didn't know the Prime Minister."
Had she missed an election?
"But I'm sure he's the Prime Minister."
"And what year is it?" George didn't seem too concerned.
"It's 1998,
Alice answered promptly. She felt confident about that one. The baby would be born next year in 1999. Jane pressed her hand over her mouth. George went to speak, but Jane interrupted him. She put her hand on Alice's shoulder and stared at her intently. Her eyes were wide with excitement. Tiny balls of mascara hovered on the ends of her eyelashes. The combination of her lavender deodorant and garlic breath was quite overpowering.
"How old are you, Alice?"
"I'm 29, Jane." Alice was irritated by Jane's dramatic tone. What was she getting at?
"The same age as you."
Jane sat back up and looked at George Clooney triumphantly. She said, "I just got an invitation to her 40th birthday." That was the day Alice Mary Love went to the gym and carelessly misplaced a decade of her life.